All right, and welcome back, everyone. We're back on record in the Animal Control Advisory Board for January 25th. It looks like we have one item of business remaining, new business. Does not have a name attributed to it, but it's a little odd for me to introduce this, so I'm going to give it back to you, John.
So, did your terms expire in October? So both Kyle and Jennifer, one of them here, terms expired in, I believe, October of 20, after our last meeting. So we need to either have consensus of the group to nominate them to be reelected or
So I'm going to turn this over to the vice chair.
So I'd like to recap, recall that when my term was up, we asked if there were any other applicants that wanted to do that. And then with no other applicants, the board decided to re-nominate me and have me be re-elected. So are there any current applicants?
Jackie, do we have any current applicants?
I have received one letter. I have not had a chance to fully read it or respond to it yet.
And
wanting
not,
to be part of
it's
just
not a veterinarian.
No. That's the one part I did read. They were not a veterinarian.
Did they apply for any particular category?
I think they just wanted to be on the board. So I do remember they were retired, but used to work for the Humane Society back in the day.
With that being said, would anybody like to make a suggestion on how you want to handle this? Kyle, I assume that you would like to run again and be a board member. And Jennifer, I assume that you want to.
Yeah.
So this is an interesting situation. Do we have information on that person? Because I didn't
bring a letter with me. I'm sorry. I don't have more than what I recall from the letter.
If I recall, we got their application in the previous meeting. Is that correct?
No, this is a new letter.
Absolutely new person?
Yes.
So is there a deadline for the
There's not a deadline. It would just have to be that, I think, because we have interest, we have to verify what position that they would qualify for it, and whether or not it's either one of the positions available. Your no pet.
Cat? Your cat.
Yeah. So this is what I suggest. You until such time that we can have them come to the next meeting for this board to be interviewed and considered, that you extend the term until that time, and then we will interview that person. The board will do that process and make a decision on the outcome. If we determine that they're eligible, if not,
okay. So what I'd like to do is recommend that we extend the terms of the two people on our board until the next meeting when we receive the information on the applicant. We could, if you could agree on it, select one person today. If you both want it, I could put somebody on the board. Withdraw myself to be fair and let that person and me both apply for the other position. So at least one of you today or both of you today could return.
I think what Don is suggesting is just extend our terms to the next board, and then you would have three opportunities. So you would have to come on. And then it would be essentially today.
There would be three people for two positions, and that's if.
If the other person,
if they want a cat position,
well, they, yeah, they may position. Not have a cat,
yes,
yeah,
right.
So it won't matter. It would, you know, if they have no pet and they want to try that position, I think anybody, pet or not, would look at it that way.
It's not,
have any pet.
Does anybody have a comment about what she's suggesting? Does anybody like to make a motion to?
I motion to do what she said.
Yes, and a motion's been stated that we extend the terms of the two board members to be addressed at the next meeting with any future candidates.
A second.
Second, right there. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
The discussion.
Sorry.
Any further discussion?
And things can change between now and April, so we'll see where we end up. We'll ask some clarifying questions and bring that back in April. What's our April date? 25th also?
Right.
Oh.
Anybody else have a comment or something to discuss?
I think Rebecca had additional, are we still? Oh, okay, sorry.
All right, so the motion is to extend the terms of the two board members and deal with that at the next meeting with additional candidates. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? So did we get a vote from her?
Tara?
Tara, can you hear us?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah.
The motion on the floor is that we extend the terms of the two board members until April. All in favor said aye, would you, or against, nay? Do you have a vote?
Yes, aye.
So we do have a passing vote. Any other business related to this issue? Okay.
Right, and I do understand we have two more materials. They're not on the agenda, but is that okay if we pop it in?
No, you can have, you know, just the agenda, for sure.
I missed one set of materials. I got yours, I think, oh, yours. I got the code of ethics. The committee, whatever else is there, I've only got code of ethics.
Okay, there's just going to be a second page that'll show the committee recommendation.
Oh, okay, so it's just.
Yeah, you are, Mr. Sorry.
My math was wrong.
So this is new, and it's not on our agenda, but maybe we can talk about it in new business, brand new business. And then it's, I probably caution us taking any action until the next meeting, if we properly on the agenda, and then people can come to talk about it. But why don't we start off with Animal Protection Control Advisory Board committee recommendation?
So everyone has, hopefully everyone has a copy of the committee recommendations. And this was just my brainstorm, so obviously if there's other ideas, I'm obviously just open to a collective effort. So going through the bylaws, I kind of identified the things that we're supposed to be doing, like the, you know, we're supposed to be promoting, we're supposed to be engaging, we're supposed to have a five-year plan. There's all these kind of like busy things that kind of need to be addressed, and figuring breaking it down into committees, we could probably, you know, make some headway. You know, I would say that my biggest concern is that we have, you know, a fairly significant contract coming up for renewal at the end that's going to require some goodwill from the council for money and funding ideas, and really being able to show all of the progress that the department is making, that Donna is making. And I figure putting these committees together and everybody just taking a piece, you know, jumping on the committees that they want, that we could really demonstrate that we're making progress, and that Animal Control is deserving of the money that we're going to stand in front of them and request. So the first committee is the Tribunal Committee, which is, from what I understand, and please correct me if I'm wrong, these types of appeals that we just did could happen on a monthly basis, right? Is that right?
Yeah, so that's what I was going to say for this particular one, because I guess again, I haven't seen these, but my first idea is that I, especially during the summer months, right? So when things start ramping up from about April to September, we're going to have many more citations that are going to be appealed, and only hearing them once, maybe twice during that time. There's going to be a large amount. It'll take a long time. It's really not all the time that you want to be taking up, I think, in this particular setting with the entire board here. That's my thought. So if you had a subcommittee that could meet more frequently and hear some of those things and get it done. You know, when we have appeal hearings, we have them scheduled once a month as we need them. So something similar, whether it's once a month or every other month, as the volume increases and we have more of those. I think that would be prudent. It would help us along in our business process at animal control, and it would also free up time here at the next early meeting where you don't want to spend 2 hours just working on that. So that's my thought there. My two cents. But what that looks like and how you want to write out some who's on it or blah, 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 that I would just.
Where would that take place? Like if it was happening on a monthly basis and there were, you know, three people, and mind you, that, I mean, I think like especially that one, there could be rotations and people could kind of pass it off.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be the same people every time. You guys can all take turns. I know this is kind of an interesting part of that process. We can decide whether we want to make it something on a regular, like at this time in this location, or we can trying to coordinate three people is a whole lot easier than trying to coordinate 10 or 9 people, right? Maybe doing it even on a lunch time meeting or during the day, if that works better for some people. We can be somewhat flexible. I think we can come up with some ideas. It doesn't have to be, we're not advertising these. There's no public hearing rules or requests that we have to meet or hearing notices that we have to send out or anything like that. It's just working with the appellants, whether they want to come in, whether it's just all written statements, that can play into being flexible and doing it. April to September, I mean, this could be once a month.
Or I like the rotation.
Yeah.
Are we discussing all of these or just the one that you wrote?
Well, these are Rebecca's ideas.
I have a totally different recommendation.
Yeah.
I think there should be two committees or three at the most.
Oh, not all of these.
No, I'm saying to combine the issues into that committee.
Sure.
Because the idea of having multiple different committees that meet on multiple days, it becomes it's easier to say, hey, you look at these, this is related to money, this category is related to money, these are related to evaluating, these are in terms of engagement.
Yeah.
So
I haven't even thought that far ahead. I agree.
So I would like to steer those into a direction where you're engaging in this type of topic. Or you're dealing with the education. The point is that these can be combined into two or three of those.
Then are you saying that people should stick within those?
Well, we can rotate between them if you want to. We could also, it could be just a really quick item on our agenda. Who would like to be in this committee for the next 3 months? That kind of thing. Or you could have them stay. To me, it doesn't matter. I'd pick the one I'm interested in,
right,
and I'd want to do as much as possible. But at the same time, I'd want to learn about what's going on in the other groups by potentially being in there at some point anyway. But if we come back and report what we did, we'd get that information
as well. Yes.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
So that's just my opinion.
But I agree. I feel like these, I love all the points, but I feel like there's too many. Yeah, that's fine. Oh, that's fine. If we can streamline the process for sure. I'm totally open to that.
I see that. I mean, and then think of them also in terms of what's ongoing and cyclical. And times of the year and things like that might play into.
Well, and there are some things on here that I kind of, when I was looking through the bylaws, sort of like what our mission is. And some of these things will just probably, they might need to start out, you know, they started out in my mind as sort of like a committee structure, but they could very well be just, you know, sort of this natural thing that unfolds, that when a quarterly report is, you know, released, one or two individuals go and take those, you know, my donut delivery, you know, to the council and walk them through those numbers. You had asked earlier, like, does the council know about these numbers and how you guys are running on less money with more calls? The answer is no. Like, they may, I would bet you that they go, okay, thank you, you know, thank you for that. Because there isn't anyone saying, have you seen this? Can you look at that? Point that out. Like, here's some coffee. Let's talk this through. Just to show up to say that we're here expressing what we believe is important. And we just need to fold them in. And we haven't done that in a long time. So trying to figure out how we can kind of like have this little bit of a shotgun effect at the beginning and then really streamline it would be awesome.
All right. And so we might go get it in time. Yeah,
and the ethics, like, you know, you'll notice it says version one. I would say that this is something that we could take with us and pare it down, add to it. I just, you know, I bounced around a number of different entities and just pulled some basic language. And, you know, I think it's broad. It could be more detailed. It could be more broad. I have no attachment to it. I think it just is probably just a good tool for us to have that says, yes, we have a code of ethics. So.
So why don't we do this? Why don't we put both of these on our next agenda for our next board meeting? Everybody will have a chance to look at them and then we can have a quick discussion on both of them.
Yeah. So in the interim, because that is, you know, 3 months down the road, and you know, I would love to go and just go to the next council meeting and just on behalf, if everybody's okay with it, on behalf of the advisory board, just to say, hey, we're here, we're doing great work, animal control, we had, there were some rough spots, but that's all behind us, we're moving forward. Does anybody have any objections to me doing that? I just feel like time is ticking by and I'm really concerned about the, you know, the big ask that's coming and the council is not even in the loop right now that could be coming their way. And if it were to come to them today, are they still dealing with the bad press, the ideas of the negative things that the department kind of went through that are sort of, you know, that are kind of behind everybody and all these good things are happening now.
So are you talking about the Humane Society contract, the big thing that's coming?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because I know that, like, I mean, there was some just this, you know, kind of unofficial discussion that there's going to be an increase. You were talking about like we subsidize them. So I'm assuming you're not going to come and ask for less money, right? So,
and so now that the Humane Society has got that on the radar too, I could refer to Jen here, but it might be more helpful to have the Humane Society do that and then us support it, you know, at the same time and then afterwards. To say we agree with that, if that's the message.
Right. Oh, yeah. And I think that all I was thinking of with the council is just trying to get on their radar.
I didn't hear her say she's going to talk about the big ask.
Yeah.
I think I heard her say she's trying to find ways to champion animal control in a positive light so that they don't want to say no.
So that when those funding packets come across their desk, they know that there's a group of people that are, you know, really, really working towards.
I wouldn't want her to be talking.
Oh, I wouldn't talk about the Humane Society stuff at all. So,
we could certainly use cheerleaders everywhere.
Yeah. I think it's about information sharing. It's about sharing the data.
Yeah.
And the trends and what's changed.
Well, and right. And, you know, I mean, staff is very limited in the access that we have, or even the information that we I don't have access to the council. I don't get to go in front of council and say, oh, hey, by the way, look at all these numbers. I give those, that information to my boss, who shares it with the county manager. So, you know, the county manager is aware that the contract's expiring and there's going to be, you know, likely changes. So,
I think it goes also beyond just the Humane Society contract. It goes to those funding packages where she's trying to get training for officers, which then ties directly into the sheriff wanting to offer that blanket support that they had before. It's getting the vehicles wrapped to be an education piece and in a, you know, a promoting piece for licensing.
And this is something else, again, that I mentioned very briefly, but this is another ask that's coming, is our software that we have currently is done. You know, the Tidebird system has been 20 years old. It doesn't, we don't use it, we can't maintain it. We can't maintain it. If something happens to it, it's, we're done. There's no other. So we're in the process right now of evaluating, doing RFP and having bids for new software. Well, guess what? We haven't paid for Tidemark for 15 of the last 20 years. So now we are back to another potential, you know, $30,000 a year for a brand new system that's awesome. It would be great, and it's modern, and you know, lead us into the future. But that's $30,000 extra dollars that I don't currently have in my budget. So I have to get approval for that. I have to go to council and ask for that. Luckily, IT is going to be there and do most of the work and champion things on my cause. And hopefully they don't say no, because I don't know what my other options are if they do. So it's just a lot. It's a lot of things.
I agree with you. Like, I don't think talking any big issues, but just being like, hey, we're here, we're working on stuff. We're a friendly animal advisory board, and we're working hard behind the scenes, and we have some big things coming up.
And it doesn't buy money. The code changes. Like, you want code changes?
Yeah. Right. You know, and just, we're here. So
if you're on somebody's mind.
If you go back to what she said originally, I've been experienced that the entire time. Time is flying by, and I have certain things that I see that we need to do, code changes, funding, whatever, to address what you originally said was, time's flying, you don't want to wait till April. I might propose that we have a short morning or afternoon that we meet as a working group and decide, okay, do we want to rewrite the code wordings, the code of conduct thing? Do we want to come up with a committee that would address issues and how would we do it? Do we want to address how we're going to deal with the board meeting funding? That doesn't have to be a long meeting. We have about 3.5 hour left.
Yeah.
But I suggest that we do something like that.
Yeah.
Because we're going to do those issues in a timely manner, and we're focusing on what we're doing.
Yeah, that sounds good.
We've talked about having a presence in the city council, maybe the county council before, and just not having had an organized movie.
Right.
And maybe that's what this committee might be able to do.
Yeah.
Rather than us individually going out and saying,
right. Yeah, we definitely want to, like, any messaging, we want to be all on the same page, so that I don't want to just go rogue, go, hey, everybody, woo! I want to really be respectful to this group effort and, you know, make sure that the message is on point.
Well, and I think it's how I see it, is a lot of energy there, and maybe it's the push that we need to figure that out and do something with it. You know, I can give you an example of how it worked in my personal life with the council. I was a labor representative for many years, and we would go to council, we would take them out to breakfast, we would talk to them about our issues. And we would do that, you know, at the time there were three, and we couldn't do them all together, which was a public meeting, but take them out one at a time for breakfast and talk about the issues and, you know, just chit chat. And it's a familiarity, and they start to get interested. You know, they start to ask the question.
It's easy to say no when nobody's standing in front of you asking. But if there's a face that they know they're going to see next month and they said no, like, dude, why did you let the rat? Come on. You know, there's a lot of things that I think that that we could, a lot of change that we could affect. And also, we're all volunteers here, right? And we're community members. We live here and we care about the animals. And by showing up, you know, it's very different than Donna sending in a request.
Yeah. Oh, they're not the same.
Yeah.
No, then I okay.
So let's think about.
I agree. Well said.
And maybe we have to be concerned about quorums and meeting quorums. So would these be smaller groups, or do we have to worry about that?
Okay. So there's nothing in your bylaws that prohibits it. The only one that is expressly identified is a tribunal committee, where you can have a tribunal committee. So if it were me, I would take a tribunal committee as one. And then maybe I would have, you know, one or two more with regard to, you know, engagement and education. And then, you know, I mean, you could.
But with regard to public meetings.
You're an advisory board. You're not quasi-judicial.
Perfect. Okay. Well, then in that case, why don't we offline email?
Yeah. Okay. That sounds great.
Figure out who we'd like to.
And thank you for.
Yes. Oh, wonderful. Awesome. Thank you all for just like being here all the time doing great work.
Yeah, I live here. It's awesome.
I know.
All right, then let's move to the other new business, the proposed Clark County Highway and Mobility Codes.
Okay, so I'm representing the equine businesses, and this specifically relates to equine welfare. I don't know everybody's name. I know Rebecca. Okay, thank you. Robert had said, there's some stuff that we may want to add in for dogs and cats and stuff too. But this specifically is for the horses. I gave you guys all the current county codes so you can see it. And then the other packet that has the beautiful red ink, that is some recommendations. This came through with the Clark County Executive Horse Council, you know, and we have the Dr. Horse program and all of that. We actually requested that the stuff in red be adopted in about 2007, 2008. The council pretty much all they said was, yeah, I guess they should have shelter. And that was it. And basically everything else was just like, who cares? Okay. So reading and writing, in the case of equine, acceptable maintenance of body weight would reflect the body score 3 through 7. You know, presence of adequate food should be visible on the premises. You know, I mean, you can read that for yourself. We have this beautiful packet, which hopefully you guys recognize, as far as good descriptions for the horses for our animal control officers. You know, because if you're not familiar with horses and you're out there for a horse call, it's like, well, what is that scale and stuff? So, you know, and I'll be glad to print this off for you guys. I don't think if you guys are going to be here. But, I mean, I can always print it off and everything. I'm so sorry. Didn't mean to be rude about that. But anyways, like this is a body score of 1, you know, where they're just skin and bones and all of that. And so as, but that's the Heinecke scale that us horse people talk about to go, okay, this horse is so dilapidated, it's a scale of 1, it's about ready to die. It's so starved to death. And then you have the extreme opposite, 10, where they're so obese that they're about ready to die as well. Okay, so we want a happy balance medium, which is, you know, 307. And this has all sorts of pretty pictures in that, and horses' hooves being too long, and what looks like, you know, good healthy hooves versus clown shoes, you know, or elf shoes and stuff. So that we have this already as a packet available. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, of course. To hand to our animal control officers. But right now, it's just, hey, you know, they should have food. They And it just doesn't go into, as they go out, what is the correct scoring system and stuff. So that just kind of helps narrow down.
So has this been shared with our office?
So we just are seeing it now. And so, and I was explaining that we do code changes usually once a year. They usually start in September, August, September, and we usually have them go before the council. So how code changes work is that we have a proposal of code changes. Anything to Title VIII usually comes to the advisory board for recommendations. And then we take it before a work session first, before council, to see whether or not they're interested. And they listen to the rationale, they listen to the code changes, and they say before the public hearing, no, we're not interested, don't take that off, or look at this or change this, and maybe we'll and then we go to a public hearing and the public comments on it, and then the board makes a decision whether or not it passes. And so all that process takes months to do. Of the code changes that we got approved this year, back in October, November, they should be adopted. And sometimes it goes quicker. It depends on what's on the agendas for business of the county. You got a budget year, so that kind of stretches things out. But the budget time stretches things out. So they'll probably be adopted in March. So that's kind of the timeline. So there's some time, because these are not going to go forward for a few months. So there'll be some time to look at it. Staff will look at it. You will look at it. We can have some discussion at the next meeting if I have some questions about, you know. I'm really big about the words have meaning. And if I can't enforce the words, they're not valuable to me. So we want to make sure that we're understanding what we need and how we get there.
And my perspective, I agree with Tom, but in the legal sense, not should, may, shall. Those all have very different meanings and interpretations. Right. Do we have somebody in the prosecuting attorney's office or in some of the sections? Do we use it all?
Yes, absolutely. Before they go to council,
So this is, you know, completely under the Animal Control Board, the Animal Welfare. We are still looking into the codes for boarding facilities and that, and trying to compose and stuff. We just weren't ready with everything. We're like, okay, this is the next biggest meeting and that. I understand most of it for that is building codes, are there fire extinguishers and that, which doesn't fall into our spectrum. Right now we have some facilities being fined $750 a day. Because they don't have their type 2 permitting, which with the type 2 permitting for animal boarding facilities, they're supposed to be soundproof buildings, which means not enough airflow for livestock, which is healthy.
So I have some good news. And let me share some good news about that. And I'm going to put on my code enforcement hat for a moment, because we have, I believe, 4, maybe 5 facilities that are in code enforcement. There are a couple very large facilities that are in the county that are on that list for running this business that's open to the public. That requires, if you have events, if you have the public come and you have a riding ring and you hold events, it's not just it's an equestrian facility that requires a certain level of review. There's all sorts of reasons for that. Fire, life, safety, and building is one of them. But the soundproofing, I talked to my director because I never understood that to begin with. And we just had a conversation last week where that is not intended. We believe that is not intended correct the question facilities. Those were for dog kennels, and it's when that dog kennel code was revised a few years ago, and somehow it wound up in a verb in some other section of the code. And we're going to, we are going to fix that in the next, again, code amendment. So there won't be any soundproofing requirements for questions. So, what about horses, pet kennels? I don't know. No, that doesn't apply.
But it's not in
that code. Those were for the dogs. It's for the dog kennel. Because the dogs can be held on, we're not on these large parcels of property, and the mitigating factor at the time that went to hearing was dog certainly not moving, they're loud, and they become a barking nuisance potentially at night. When people live next door or closer by, would be disturbed by that. And so
you're gonna fix that on the spot.
Yeah.
We have a copy of the changes.
Oh, sure. Well, you'll have to remind me because it's not under Title 8, so I will assume to remove it. So there is some considerations about that. There are some things you're not going to get around, which is building a fire. Now, that doesn't mean that every building has to be sprinkled. That's not what that means. There are lots of options for what we call a alternative using method. But if you can show that there's an alternative way to meet the intent of the code for fire protection, there are other options out there. We don't provide those options. We expect the building owner to investigate what might work best for them and make a proposal to the county, and we can evaluate that and then enter into negotiation or approving or not. We've done that with lots of wineries out there that don't have fire flow, they don't have hydrants.
It would be great to talk with people.
Yeah, talk with me more. And again, it's Title 40. It's not my code, but I do happen to. Have a lot of information.
Of course, we love learning stuff. Which I mean, and I know, I agree. The building codes don't apply except for the soundproofing. So that's not good. Elsewise, not for most. So that thank you for all these starting.
I think folks knew that they had some options and were working to fix some things that didn't make sense, and that might be helpful.
There's a lot of things that don't make sense. I would love to talk.
We are 5 minutes past our time.
Better than 5 hours.
Just saying.
No, I
remember when Megan was on the board for the Legal Aid Society, she would provide us with some statistics. The Humane Society, the show.
I got all the numbers.
Yeah, so I think if we could reintroduce that to the beginning of the meeting together, I think that would be great.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say she's supposed to be. Yeah. Coffee, you know.
All right, we'll put that on the agenda for the next meeting. All right, with that, I'm going to say we have no other business, so I will adjourn the meeting. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
I'm going to talk to you.